Hello and welcome to another episode of the Rock the Ripple podcast. I'm your host, Arita McGinnis. It is so awesome to be here with you as always. And today is another very awesome day because I have not one, but two amazing humans on the screen with me today. They are the one and only James Gillard and Peter Maxwell Slattery. G'day, guys. Welcome to the show.
Oh, thanks for having us.
So good to have you guys on. Now, we're talking off camera before. I thought what we'd do is we're just going to have a chin wag and see where spirit takes us today. But before we dive in, I think, James, it's been probably 4 or 5 years since I connected with you, and you haven't been on the podcast yet. Pete has just recently. So if you haven't checked out that episode, by the way, I'll link it below. But James, do you want to give people just a bit of an idea of who you are and a little bit about you, and then we'll just dive into all the fun stuff as well.
All right. Yeah, that's my least favorite subject, just talking
Yeah.
about myself. But anyway, I God, how do you explain? I have so many hats, I don't even know where to go, but the I'm like I do a lot of counseling work, a lot of ministry work. I film a lot of UFOs, have contacts, have undeniable documented evidence of both masters appearing and spiritually very benevolent and very spiritually advanced off-worlders showing up. We've got inner earth beings, masters, Mary, Kuan Yin. We have Babaji, all these other photographs of them showing up at the ranch. It's hard to know where to go because, I mean, it goes even into gnomes and fairies and inner earth. So because there's a doorway actually at the ranch right on the mountain. And actually, Peter filmed it. One day we're sitting out there and I took a laser and I said, the door's right there. And I took a laser and I went knock, knock on the door and it opened up, and this beautiful blue green door opened up, and the ships come in and out of that. That's how they get in and out. But yeah, I mean, right now I'm in Hawaii right now and we filmed over 1,300 ships in 3 months here, like
Wow.
treetop level, huge light ships coming in. And so the contact and the evidence is just overwhelming, but you still have the detractors. There's unfortunately there's a lot of jealousy and a lot of opportunists and a lot of competition in the UFO community, and it's a controlled narrative. And so the people that are authentic, especially, what blows me away is Peter's got the best evidence I've seen on the planet, basically, even with the physical craft and the beings and everything, real similar to ours. And I keep trying to get him in these conferences and people just, they not only blackball me, but they don't even invite him. So I don't know why. I don't know what that's about. And I think it's just because we're too authentic and we know too much, and they want to keep the controlled narrative going, so that's my understanding. But, we even did a video called The Controlled Narrative, so a few other things. But I don't know how long I've been doing this. I lost track. I hate to date myself, but it's over 40 years, but of having contact and videoing it and teaching others how to have contact and healing and clearing unseen negative influences and clearing the old wounds and traumas and wrong conclusions from past experience and counseling. And so I've been at it so long, I'm getting ready to retire. I'm gonna throw the keys to Peter. He doesn't know it yet, but
He doesn't know it yet. It's a world exclusive to Peter right here.
yeah.
You've seen so many power ups, like both of you. I mean,
Oh yeah.
and like maybe, I mean, I think a lot of people who know your work will know what a power up is, but maybe if one of you want to explain what the hell I'm talking about, if they've never heard of a power up, it's
Go ahead,
yeah,
Peter.
take it away, Pete.
Yeah, it's actually depends on the intelligence operating whatever it is that you're actually saying. Because sometimes it's beings in their light body that we could say their chariot, Merkaba, but it's a way of interfacing with you. Some people will use lasers, like we have at the ranch, where you will just go one, two, or one, and it will just power up and react to you on the ground doing that. Or you can use torches and spotlights, like I am here. If it's an actual physical craft, when it materializes in this reality, unless it's actually a physical type extraterrestrial or something local, it's basically making the energy field of the craft get brighter. So it can go from something that looks like the size of a, let's say half the size of a school bus in a circular shape, and then it can turn into something that is a lot bigger, let's say the size of a full moon, extremely down low, but they can do that in their light body as well. So it's a way of interfacing with us. And yeah, James has got so much footage there. I actually put up a video a couple of days ago of two crafts coming over the sanctuary here and powering up as they were going into the distance, and actually another one last night when I was shutting up the gate. So it's just a way of interfacing with you. But when that's happening, I say take notice of your thoughts, your ideas, your feelings, and also as you adapt over time with your eyes open, you can start to tap into the mind's eye and sometimes actually interface on board the craft in a, we could say, non-physical state from you being physical on the ground, whether looking at it or filming the craft as well. So that's something that's very common for James and I and myself to be interfacing in that way. But it's just, yeah, really, it's just a way of letting you know, hey, what's going on, guys? Or just, you know, like I think James calls it dazzle duty.
Dazzle
Yeah,
duty.
they do that. They're like cosmic cheerleaders, you know. They're just going, we're here, wake up, you know, behave yourself. That's what their message basically is, the same message that all the masters have given us, you know, basically be kind to each other and be kind to the planet and live under universal law, you know. And they've transcended war and disease and poverty and everything else that's plaguing us here. They want to come and help out, but we've got to create a doorway for that to happen or a space for that to happen. And that's what I'm seeing right now. We're under a huge transition right now. The old guard is going out. A whole new guard is taking its place. It's going to be a little chaotic for a little while, but once that happens, when they have the kind of the clay to work with, you know, they'll come in and help us out. But right now, they're working with a lot of people who have risen to the occasion, that are very spiritual, that have a high level of moral and integrity values. You know, those are the people that they're contacting to, you know. I don't want to sound biblical when I say morals. It's just it's not. You know, they've transcended jealousy and ownership and all that stuff. They don't do the things that we do down here. So when I say a moral value, it's like where you're coming from the heart and you're being kind to each other, you're in service, you're helping each other, things like that. You know, I notice a lot of religions, unfortunately, use fear, guilt, and unworthiness to try to control the masses, you know, and they have their bearded gods and images because of experiences in the past. And that's all good and well, you know, but there's something so far beyond that, that's where we need to get to. But unfortunately, a lot of these programs create division because rather than be in unity consciousness and work together, they're all kind of judging and pointing fingers and my God's bigger than your God and my God's the real God, you know, and all that stuff going on. You know, so it's kind of like we've had Mary appear here on many occasions, and I asked her about, you know, how do you feel about the church? And she said, I'm not Catholic, you know. And she goes, I'm a universal being and I'm here for all the children. So that's what we need to look at, is that nobody owns the masters, nobody owns God, and nobody has the right image of God. You know, it doesn't even have an image in its most unlimited understanding. So we need to get, you know, realize that, you know, we all came from the same place and we all go back to the same place, and we're all family, and get on with it, you know, start cleaning up this planet.
Well, something that both of you guys do that I really love is all the work on self-mastery. Like you're working with people to help them to tune into themselves and to stand in their power, be responsible for themselves. And the more and more people that we've got doing that, that is how we create that higher level of consciousness, and that is how we open our hearts to more of what it is that we do want rather than what we don't. Do you want to speak a bit about that, you guys?
Go ahead, Peter.
Yeah, I think something to add here, going into that and adding on to what James said, is that I'd like people to think about just the aspect that the same consciousness we have is the same consciousness in a bug, in a plant, in an extraterrestrial, in a master, in a saint, in a sage. So it comes down to an aspect in terms of through my own experience doing this now in the public eye for 15 years. James has been at this a lot longer, of course. We've actually been working together for around a decade now. But it's twofold. A lot of people come to James and myself, and I don't want to speak to James, but I see it because I've been at ECETI quite a lot. They're coming from the ET aspect, or they're coming from the spiritual aspect. Now, I will give that sometimes it's a paranormal or a Bigfoot or little different things as well. But I think it's been a huge irresponsible move in this community in the past, and I will never point at names because maybe they're oblivious in some cases. But spiritual protection is very important when you're delving down this. And why I'm going into this is because people that get into C5 or ETs, they eventually, whether they realize it or not, go into self-mastery. And people that are in self-mastery eventually will interface with beings that can be extraterrestrial, ultra-terrestrials, angelics, avatars, what have you. I've spoken about this before. People double my age coming to me that are very well known in, let's say, the yogi community or yoga, and it's something that you just don't talk about because you go within. But when you go within, and as you're rising to the occasion, as James says, you're going to interface with different intelligences that, if they are true, and they're in align with what you're in align with, they're there to help you empower you, not to uplift you and guilt trip you. They're going to give you those tools and the mechanics to find out your own manual in that process. And so it is something that I want people to think about adding on to this, that when you're interfacing with these intelligences, whether it's, say, an ascended master, saint, sage, extraterrestrial, ultra-terrestrial, the list goes on, they can read you like a book. When they're in your field or tapping into you, they know all the good, all the bad, all the things you wish you'd done, what have you. They don't care. They've got love, compassion, and they're non-judgmental about it. So this is where can people really deal with that? Now, of course, there's 3D extraterrestrials on our vibration. A lot of them are very positive intelligences. But to add to that, most of what's interfacing with us is coming from different frequencies. And when you're dealing with that, they will know your intentions. They know your intentions if you're just wanting to make contact, just to feel, just, for the glitz and the glamour, we could say this. But when you're interfacing with them and you're coming from the heart, they're just coming in and they're coming out. You work out who your soul family is, who you're connected to on another level. But the litmus test, as I say, is the information helping you be a better person, be of service, and bring love and joy into your life? Or is it just nonsensical? Because there's all this noise, but what's the signal in it? That's the important aspect that I'd like to bring into this, because people think they can handle it. And I think, yes, we can as a civilization, but there's a weaning in that needs to be done on a collective level, because contact's a collective thing and it's an individual thing. But like James is saying, people go, "Yeah, I want to see this, see that." Next minute, they're in their car driving off ECETI because they're just freaked out from nothing that was hostile. They weren't prepared because I hadn't done the work in here. And this work is a continuous thing, just like it is for them. But just because they're an extraterrestrial doesn't mean they're not trying to ascend to the next level. It's a very layered thing.
Oh, it's so layered, isn't it? It's so, I'm so glad you talked to that point because it is so layered and you're right. Like, I'm just imagining all these people just driving away from ECETI now, freaking out because they've like seen this being. But it's true though. Like, you have to be honest with yourself too. Like, am I ready for that? Am I ready to do that? And if I'm not, what work do I need to do to get to where I want to be? I guess is something else as well, isn't it?
Yeah, we had some elders here, and we're doing a sweat lodge, and we have people from all over the world come here, and elders and teachers, and it's very eclectic. And we were doing a sweat lodge, And so one of the chief that was there, he's not with us anymore. It was Chief Golden White Eagle, but you know, he we were talking in the sweat lodge, and this one woman was saying, "I want to have a contact. I want to have a contact." And I said, "You do? You sure you're ready?" And she goes, "I'm ready. I want they need to come down now." You know, and she's like demanding. And so I said, "Well, when you come out of the lodge, you're going to be in an altered state, and you're ripe for contact, or you're going to see some things that ordinarily you might not see." And so, and sure enough, we come out of the lodge, and here's this huge golden ship coming in, getting bigger and bigger. And I see her running, you know, running and grabbing a tree and hanging on to it, you know. And people think they're ready. They say they're ready. I'm ready. And they're and but you know, when it happens, your brain, you get a brain freeze a lot of times. You freak out. And so they have to come a little at a time to prepare you, because the interface with them, especially through consciousness, they have such a high frequency. It brings up all your lower frequency stuff, and so it comes up. And some people aren't ready to own that or heal with that. And it's just whenever you're with a being of a high vibration, like your lower vibrational stuff is going to come up, and they call it the wake of a yogi. Like the yogi will come through and he'll do his thing, and then he leaves, and everybody's shit comes up, you know, and everybody's like, ah, like this. And unfortunately, that's just part of the process. But I did want to talk about, we have a saying, just because you're dead doesn't mean you're enlightened, and just because you're an ET doesn't mean you're benevolent. And so, as Peter said, the self-mastery tools are really important to learn. How to protect yourself, how to heal unseen negative, you know, influences, how to set boundaries. Because there are some ETs that are not in your highest and best good. And there are spirits that you probably should set boundaries with, and saying, I, you know, they're not operating under universal law. They're self-serving and they're manipulative, and they use flattery. They say there's three people that fall victim to flattery every time. It's like men, women, and children, you know. So they'll come in and they'll say, "You're the chosen one, you know, you're gonna save the planet." Or they even tell you, you know, "You're Jesus reincarnate," or "you're," and some are faker spirits, and they'll come and act like they are Jesus or Mary or somebody else. And so you really have to learn discernment and how to, you know, develop your inner sensitivity so you can sense the frequencies and intentions of these beings, so you can set boundaries and move them on. And you can work with the other masters. You can call them in and do this healing prayer. We have it on our website, and it teaches people, it's in all my books as well. So it teaches people how to clear these out. So it's really important. And the last thing I might say is that the dark side of things, these guys also know all your little wounds and traumas and your intentions and everything else, and they know how to use them. And they know how to go through your friends and family and use them against you too. They know how to trigger them and project their stuff on you and just create all kinds of chaos. So it's really hard right now, especially if you're on the forefront or the leading edge of things. You're going to be challenged by friends and family and people in the community and everything else. They're going to, you know, you're going to mirror and amplify what they haven't healed or dealt with yet. And that's just it just happens. It's just all about frequency. Whenever when a lower frequency hits a higher frequency, everything comes up, and it's sympathetic resonance and tries to find that neutral part. But people need to realize that, because right now we've got to really learn loving detachment and learn how to stay centered and not take things personally. You know, it's like lately, I don't know what's going on with me, but lately I meet somebody and it's like 5 minutes later, I just became every man that ever did anything to them throughout their entire lives and past lives too. It's like, and I'm sitting, I go, "I'm just sitting here." Like, that's what I told him. I said, "Hey, I'm just sitting here. You know, I'm watching your process, and I'm totally supportive of your process, but you know, you need to own this. It has nothing to do with me, you know." And I'll look and see, maybe there's a past life thing in there or something but you know, I usually do the old Ho'oponopono thing or whatever. You know, I'll go within and forgive them and release them, and you know, and get back into that center, and then just sit and let them process. And some get through it, and some some runoff. It's too hard for them to deal with what's going on. And that happens at the ranch, because the ranch, and Peter's going to have that too, probably experience that. But whenever you've really anchored in the frequencies on the ranch, people come and their stuff comes up. And some people go, "Oh, I love this. I'm home. This is like the Pleiades. I feel home here." And I tell them, I said, "Well, give it about 3 or 4 days." And they go, "What do you mean?" And I said, "Well, all that love and joy and bliss you're feeling right now is going to push everything else up that isn't love and joy and bliss." And so in about 3 or 4 days, could be 3 weeks or whatever, you're going to have this stuff is going to come up. And I would really suggest taking personal responsibility and owning it and healing it, not going to projection or blame. And the people here that I have at the ranch, they're all pretty much anchored in self-mastery, and they just sit there and smile, and they just go, "Okay, let's talk about your stuff. Let's I know you want to blame and project, and you want to put this externally." And I think that's the biggest problem right now, is we are so programmed that God is external, all of our problems are external, everything's external, and it's internal. And most of people are so locked into that, they don't realize that, it's basically action reaction, and could be this life, could be other lives, but we're experiencing things in our lives that are due to things of the past and things like that. But also too is that, so we don't beat ourselves up, we all incarnated into a very dysfunctional planet right now, and it's going through chaos. It's going through a huge ascension process. So again, we got to find our center and get back to loving detachment and let people go through their process. And there's times where you have to set boundaries and get out of Dodge, and just say, "Yeah, I'm not gonna play this one. If you want to heal and you want to talk about it, I'll be there for you. But if you want to project and blame or get violent or whatever, and there's a lot of that going on right now. People are just saying, "No, it's not fun anymore. I'm gonna do something else."
And I, you're just bringing up boundaries. I actually did a video on that the other day because it's, I got inspired by something that I saw where it said, "Examine what you tolerate." And I think boundaries is one of those things. And, you're talking about that, as well. But also, I wanted to go back to, you were talking about, contact and that sort of stuff as well. Like, people might be asking, well, how do you know when you're ready? Like, because you can be doing all this work, right? Like, you guys know, like, there's so much self-mastery involved and it's ongoing, like Pete was saying as well. Like, it's not something that you get to a point and then you stop and you're like just enlightened. Oh, like you know, we're always going to be hit with different triggers and things for us to look at and stuff. But how do we know we're ready? Like, or we're not that person that's going to be running away to the car, you know what I mean?
I guess when it happens, we all think we're ready. And I've seen things that have blown my mind, but I've always just held that loving detachment and not went crazy over it or anything else. And I go, "Well, that's interesting." And even when something big, ugly, and nasty appears, I don't go into fear or anger, or I just focus on that love and joy and bliss and run it through the heart into that situation. And if it's a nasty, it'll run off, So we can all do that. We have the ability to do that. But as far as knowing when you're ready, I think you'll know when you're ready when you experience a lot of little what when you weren't ready. You're going to have a lot of experiences that are going to prepare you for the big event. And that's what we're all going through right now. We're having a lot of, they say you never know what you want until you experience a lot of little what you don't want. And we're all going through that right now. And we're exacting self and what we really do want to experience. And we all want to experience heaven on earth, but we gotta, clear ourselves and focus on that and make that first priority. But I've seen, it's so funny. I know the ones that say they're ready and are standing on the top of the mountain screaming the loudest are the ones that are usually not ready to, or they're working with something else, that not what they think they're working with.
And what about you, Pete? Like, I know you're just you are so good at teaching and helping people through the self-mastery process as well. And you've had so many experiences yourself as well, as James. Like, what can you talk to about that? Just bring it on.
I think, like, even with, let's say, when people are ready, I think it happens when you least expect. And I say that to a lot of people. When you open up the intention for it to happen, and if it's from the right place and you've done the inner work, it will happen. You don't have a chance to react until after the fact. Just like I was known for the paranormal stuff and clearing houses and going to haunted locations and asylums and that before this. I noticed just a thing where, even whether it was positive or negative, you usually don't have a chance to react until after the fact, unless you're meant to fully interface, whether it was with something positive or, let's say, something demonic or archonic, which that's not a good thing. But it takes on a life of its own to the point where you start to realize you've had contact ever since you were aware that you were here on this planet experiencing it. Through thoughts, through ideas, through epiphanies, through concepts, through dreams, through visions. There's many ways, but to get to that point of understanding it's been there all along, you need that aha moment, which comes at a later date. But I will say here that ETs and whatever comes with it, ultra-terrestrials, inner Earth, fairies, Bigfoot, list goes on and on. If people are using them as their guides, if they're truly in self-mastery, they'll realize that they're all conduits and middlemen for you to elevate and start to have that divine connection, which you've had all along. They're weaning you into it if they're really in line with you. So it is something where being the observer when these interactions are taking place, what's the sensations? Because there's an energy that hits you. Now, for example, with the Elohim, I rarely talk about this. Even though I talk about a lot, but my face will be just tear-soaked with some of the Pleiadians, with some of the different masters. There's an energy, like an electrical sensation, like I'm plugged in a main. And it's not out of even crying out of bliss or sadness. It's more like I've had 100 ecstasy tablets that you just can't explain the euphoria that comes with it. But there is a knowingness and an elevation with them empowering me in these contacts that I don't talk about either. But that's how I can tell what's the fruit from the contact. What's the fruit of your actions now? Because once you get to that point, realizing that they're there to help you elevate yourself, if they do interface with you, it's now about, all right, I'm an unbounded being. What am I here for? Which usually comes down to passion, which your passions are your purpose a lot of the time, and that will chop and change. And how can I experience as much as I can? Yes, there's going to be ups and downs, but those downs, just like negative entities, are actually boot camp for you to elevate and go through a cycle and then now go from an ascended state to the next level. And then you'll go through it again, you'll ascend to another level if you can perceive it that way, which is hard unless you've experienced or you can look back on your life and see the downs that have got you and helped you elevate and push yourself to that next level. But it's not easy stuff. Like the years of training that James has done, even with me, I say 7.5 years out of the last 14, 15 years, all I've done is remote view and meditate. It's a lot of training that I've worked with different master teachers, James being one of them, and I'm trained in different disciplines of yoga and meditation. I've done 13 books now, movies, thousands of clients. It's not to boast, but I've been absorbed by this because once I had these revelations early on, I could connect those dots and go, well, I'm one of those people that if I'm going to get on with something, let's get on with it. So that's what I've delved into. And it really comes down to I said it before, what's the fruit? What's the signal in even what I want to attract in my life or experience in my life? Because if you don't know, well, then you're going to get everything, just like with spirits. You're going to get positive, negative, positive ETs, negative ETs. What is it that you want and why do you want it? That's the question.
I love that you said that. And because when you know what you want, or you are willing to know what you are want, you are in that position to be able to do that. And like you said as well, like being discerning about what's coming to you, and to so and you can only do that when you know yourself, when you know who you are, and when you've been able to look back and you've had lessons or wisdom that you've gleaned from different experiences along the way. And so until you're sort of in that point, then you can be discerning and you can go, okay, this isn't great right now, or this feels right. And like your experience that you shared, thank you for sharing that. Like just like that feeling of like your heart expanding so much that you can't even explain it. That is powerful. And I guess it also talks to the point that unless you experience something yourself, and it's not yet a knowing. And maybe, you do need to have those experiences to have the knowing, and maybe you don't as well, but it's when you do then have the experience, it's a remembering, I guess, as well too, isn't it?
Well, I will just say quickly, there's blessings in burdens, right? And
Absolutely. Yeah.
I think I went on, I said this on the last show with you, that when I started to say every morning and night, God, how can I be a vehicle for you to work through and assist others? That's where things change. But there's also a letting go that needs to happen for God to prevail in your life and to uplift you, that there's going to be, oh, I don't know if I should be doing this. Who's this person? What's their agenda? This, that, the other. But if you follow the heart, which is going to be very uncomfortable, God's going to elevate you and take you to places beyond your imagination, but you've got to surrender. And it doesn't mean you don't put out for what you are wanting to experience and be of service of. But that's like God going, all right, you want to do this? Are you ready? Because I'm going to take you to get there. But the path that you think is not the path. And that's where you're going into the unknown. It feels like you're dragged by the neck all over the place. But it is a process in and of itself.
Yeah, I couldn't
Yeah,
agree with
there's a lot.
that more.
Yeah, there's some things coming up. It's going to get really interesting because, in the days to come, because there's so many levels to this. But if you take Creator, God, Great Spirit, whatever name you want to give it, it's pressing in and it's coming through the suns, and the suns are all connected, and the Earth's Schumann resonance is off the scale, and it's like on the highest level that anybody can imagine. It says we're going forward, and people need to realize that. And it's all about frequency and intention, basically. And we have a saying: the mind in which you seek is the mind in which you connect. So if you have a very low vibrational energy and you're doing greed and jealousy and competition and all the other stuff, that's all going to be amplified, and you're going to create realities around that, and the karma around that with others that you've done is all going to be amplified and accelerated. And so those who are not aligned with the awakening and healing, everybody has a name for it: great awakening, whatever, ascension, solar flash, everybody has different names for it. But if you're not aligned with that and on the right track, you're going to be shown exactly where you're not in alignment, because the boomerang is going to be amplified and accelerated. And that's what we're going through right now. There's some things happening. I don't know if we should even talk about it on the show, but I mean, major stock markets and buildings and all the structures of the powers that were are crumbling right now. They're just coming apart and falling down through various means. And everybody's going, what's happening? I go, it's happening. The old world is phasing out and a whole new world is phasing in. It's not here yet, so you're going to have a little bit of problems. But I got a mosquito coming after me here. Speaking of little bloodsuckers, no. But anyway, so the old world's crumbling, the new world's coming in, and you can actually physically monitor that through the incoming frequencies and the electromagnetic light spectrum. There's new bands in the infrared and the Schumann resonance, everything else. It's all there. I mean, you can see it all happening. It's off the scale right now. So a lot of people are having, they call ascension systems and symptoms. And there's also another group that's trying to kind of take us out with chemtrails, and there's chemtrail symptoms too, and things like that, or frequency, other frequencies that are being used. It's more than one thing going on, but it's all moving forward. However you look at it, it's all moving forward and rising in frequency. And so there's going to be a lot of there'll be chaos and a lot of change happening, things like that. But What we need to do is focus on, going back to the mind in which you seek is the mind in which you connect. If you're focusing on heaven and earth, you're focusing on healing yourself and helping others, and you're in service to others, you're on the upward spiral and you're going to do fine. And you're going to have challenges. Everybody is. I'm not saying everything's over. The closer you get to nirvana, the more the demons rear their ugly heads to kind of push you back down again. And the challenges, but basically the other world that is focusing on the negative side of things is imploding, and it's on a downward spiral and it's collapsing right now. And what's behind this event is so huge. It's like no man can stop it. No organization, nothing can stop what's going on. And so, I'm watching all these dramas being played out here, but I'm seeing the big picture behind it. What's orchestrating this? And we're fast tracking towards ascension and a whole new world, and there's nothing that can stop it. And we've got to really get our consciousness in order. We got to get our world in order, our lives in order, and really shift our energies, our resources and energies into the awakening healing process and helping others to get through these changes right now, because it's going to get, it's the old Chinese saying, may you live in interesting times. We are in the interesting times right now. So I'm just watching it go unfold and things go down. And I'm kind of like cheerleading. I'm going, yeah, finally, and it's not time. What's really, everybody wants to know a time, when is this going to happen? When it's not time, it's events. And when one event happens, that sets up the next event and the next event. And timelines are totally collapsing right now. They created a bunch of false timelines, and through CERN and other ceremonies and things, and those have been, and they don't know what's going on, but they're collapsing. Something bigger is collapsing all their timelines into a singularity right now. And so some days you'll be sitting there going, oh God, what's going on? And I feel like, we're going to be in World War III tomorrow, and all of a sudden the next day you feel really good and you go, oh, what just happened? I just feel great today. And it's because that timeline collapsed and there's a new timeline coming in. And it's happening on a regular basis. It's a lot of timelines collapsing into the singularity. But the other forces that are creating the timeline collapses are bringing us into a positive timeline, and they can't stop it. There's nobody can stop this. It's bigger. I've told people, aren't you afraid of them taking you out? And I go, what's that going to do? It's not going to stop what's coming. It's like, and my message is for them too, to turn your life around, and straighten up, because it's not going to work. This old program you've been running isn't going to work anymore. So, I don't hate anybody, but I will tell people what they need to hear, not what they want to hear. And sometimes that gets a little, it's the little imp in me sometimes pushes the button that I shouldn't push. But I don't really care about being loved and accepted and approved of. I just care about people's healing, and they get through this stuff. So it's kind of interesting because I see the big button and I go, should I push it? Should I push it? But I'm getting to the stage now where I go, you know what? I think I'm going to let them work on their own buttons. I'm not even going to push that button anymore. I'm just going to work in the gardens and meditate and hang out with the higher beings get the popcorn out and watch the show.
Well, there's so much going on in the show right now, isn't there? And I
Oh,
think
yeah.
it's so important for us to know that and be aware of it and be able to take that bird's eye view, like you were saying, and be able to, because we're going to be, well, we already are watching so much shit swirl around. And for us to be able to stand in our power and our knowing and our truth, that's so important right now, especially when so
Yeah.
much is being brought to the light and put on the table, so to speak, isn't it?
Yeah, there's one more thing I wanted to say that just a little heads up is that there's a lot of psyops going on, and there's three or four levels to them. And the ultimate goal of these psyops is to divide people and create division and againstness. And they're coming into the UFO community and the spiritual community. And a lot of these, the you know. I hate to bring up the flat earth thing, but that's one of them. And there's all these things happening, and people don't realize there's two or three levels to these psyops. And so if you're all fighting about whether the Earth is round or flat or not, and they're invading the UFO community with this stuff, well, then you're not looking at the back engineered stuff we've had since the 60s, going back and forth to Mars and the moon and all that incredible technology. You're too busy fighting, and your focus is over here. And so there's three or four levels that they're using these psyops to distract people. And we have to pull ourselves back and say, what's important? You know, who cares if the earth is flat or square or whatever? You know, it could be one big line, I don't know. You know, but what's important is your heart and your focus, and you're back in your heart and you're focusing on love and joy and bliss, because all these other games they're playing out right now are just to divide and divide the people. So sort of like they'll say, look over here, but don't look over here. And there's two or three levels to it. It's not just this or that. It's like there's three other levels to it. And so when you back up and look at everything with the Buddha mind or the fresh mind, and you're not emotionally involved in or engaged in it, you can see everything really clearly. And you can see what's really going on. And that's what people need to do right now. It's like, you know, if it's not creating heaven on earth, and if it's not focused on love and joy and bliss, and if you're not really, like my focus is to bring heaven on earth and to reunite with these beings, you know, that have transcended war, disease, and poverty, and they have the technology and the wisdom, you know, and the knowledge of the true history of earth and everything, you know, why, let's bring that in. Let's work with that, because that's going to solve the other stuff. But you know, don't get caught up in the details and need to be right and all the other stuff, because you know, I've looked at all this stuff and I hear all the arguments and everything else, and I have my own opinions on it, which there's a lot of unanswered questions. I definitely don't believe NASA about anything, you know, because again, you know, now they're trying to say, well, we never went to the moon and it's all CGI and this and that, right? And so that's got everybody focusing on attacking NASA and making NASA wrong. Well, what's behind that? Behind that is we've been going back and forth to the moon and Mars since the 60s, the late 60s, and we have that technology, but you're not going to focus on that because you're over here focusing on the other, you know, whether we went to the moon or not, or whether it was CGI, or whether it was all filmed, you know, and things like that. So be aware of the layers, the psyop layers that are coming in to distract people. And really the main thing we really need to focus on is making our own personal connection with God, Creator, and Great Spirit. That's what we really need to focus on, and releasing the past and healing. And then we're going to have direct knowing. We'll have knowledge of what has really happened. You'll just know. But you're not going to know if you're caught up in all the dramas and all the disunity and division games that are happening here.
Well, it's just taking away from yourself, isn't it? And it's a distraction taking away when you really need to come back. And it's about balance as well, isn't it, too? Being balanced in being able to see all the things, and then being able to know, okay, this is who I am, and this is what I stand for. This is how I show up in the world. This is how I serve, and having that point of view too, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like as you wish. You know, I go, you know, basically, you know, the earth is square, as you wish. The earth is round, as you wish. Everybody's evil, as you wish. You know, that's kind of what happens. Yeah, that's what you want. Have at it, you know. But I'm just sitting here, you know, with my popcorn and you know.
No, that's great. What do you want to bring to the table there, Pete? Because there's so much there to bring, and I know you've got something. I'm ready. I'm
Yeah,
ready.
no, it's a very layered thing. Like even the amount of time James and I've spent, whether at the ranch or here, it's just conversations like this all the time, just because of our own experiences and the knowledge we've got and people that we've met or beings that we've met. But it really comes down to there's a non-human intelligence with a negative agenda that is orchestrating a lot from behind the scenes, but our true essence, that's shapeless, that's formless, that's unbounded, is also non-human and is the spark of the divine. And that is the core that if you can tap into that, you can start to now take control of the reality that you're experiencing. There's, child trafficking, there's, deep underground military bases that actually go beyond the military, that a lot of the military would dream of having some of these tech that they're using, not just crafts, ET or reverse engineered extraterrestrial vehicles, but they've also got Stargate technology. There's so many avenues that you can go down to with, weather manipulation, but then we've also got Earth changes because we're in a highly placed, energized place in space, as James has talked about for years, that we as a collective are going through our own psychical ascension. But you've also got an individual ascension in this process as well. And this is where we are, some of us going to a new earth. Some people are going to a complete different realm that's beyond a planetary body. Some are going into the rainbow body, the Merkaba aspect, or they're purely just raising their frequency, which is what this is allowing to happen, to where the light is now shining on the darkness. And that darkness is void of light. So when the light shined on it, there is chaos. Just like if we look at cymoscope with sound and frequency, and you hit a tone and then you've got perfect geometry, what happens between one tone and the next tone? There's chaos. So it's up to you to embrace that chaos as an opportunity to house clean yourself before you go that next level. But we're going through that as a collective as well. And so it's just a very layered topic. But I'll bring up one thing here. Even with James, I've been in talks with people about the med beds, people connected to the UN. Now, I can tell you, James, people bring up med beds now in the RV. James knows about this from the inception of these things, right? We know they exist. I'm very, let's say, disenchanted with some people out there that think they're in the know. And there's, let's say, a very influential person I met through, well, let's say James has a knowingness of this person as well, that I pretty much told them to go and screw themselves. That's apparently got up there with wealth that makes probably George Soros look nearly on par. That the reason for that is I'm going to open a sanctuary and do what James is doing as well, because we're not waiting on somebody to give us money. There's part of the system that's manipulating the system, that if you could have done this and bought the med beds out in the 80s when I was born, why didn't you friggin' do it? My point with this is none of this is new. And people, in one trip to America, I met three women who didn't know each other that told me the same story of their husbands killing themselves because they thought the RV and the financial reset was happening that weekend. This is devastating. And what I'm saying is, I know this stuff is real, but don't wait on an external source, even like Trump, to fix your problems and that's going to fix everything overnight. What the good forces want is you to empower yourself. And if enough of us do it, this ascension transformation process can be exponentially quick. But while others are waiting on somebody else to fix something, like with the sanctuary here, I've got everything put into it. This is like red or black. If you're going to play, blackjack or whatever it is, I don't gamble, but I've done it because it needs to be done, just like James did it 40 years ago, because it needed to be done. He wasn't waiting on somebody else to do this. We've got to do it. And so I know that's a bit packed and a bit passionate there, but there's a lot of people misleading people. And I've talked to a lot of people behind the scenes that if I release some of the emails and things that I've got, people will be shocked at who's coming to talk to me. But I'm not expecting those people to change or uplift or make anything different, because they've had years to do it. Years to do it. And of course, you've got to keep some hidden things up your sleeves as well. But James has had the same thing going on for him for this entire time as well. And the only thing is what can you do to make a change now? And there's going to be things you've got to accept. But where you can make changes, that can help you see a better day. And if you're doing that on a regular basis, a daily, like even one thing, That heaven on earth you're now creating, which you're responsible for. You're responsible for creating your little bit of heaven enough of a stilt. What's going to happen? We're going to be in a utopia.
Well, I think I love that you said that because really, and I can understand you getting passionate because ultimately we are the solution. And as airy-fairy as that might sound, we're the solution. So if we are putting our power and waiting for someone else to come up with it, then we're giving our power away. And so we need to be responsible for ourselves. And so for bringing in what we need to, and yes, work as a team, work as where we can. But obviously, like ultimately, we have that power. So if we're taking, if we're waiting for someone else to come in and be the source of everything, then we're not taking full responsibility for the good and the bad, or, in our own lives. And so I hear what you're saying with that. Absolutely.
And James has been in the thick of this for so long. Like, he gets a lot of crap like I do. And if people knew the people that walk through James's, like, I mean, anyone in this community going back 40 years has been through there. Doesn't mean James endorses or, is with everyone, but I mean, everyone, there's a lot of people that have been through there. James has seen it all. He's put up with all the crap through this as well. And it hits me sometimes to go, if people only knew the James that I know, not just a public figure that everyone loves or a majority love to an extent, but I alluded to some of this in my recent book, Ascending, just some of the private things that, well, I've talked about a little bit. They're not super private, but the stuff that James has been doing and experienced, and even his contact in and of itself, people have got no idea, but yet he seems to keep putting up with the most crap. And, been at this for 40 years, you just go wonder why. And it's the same reason I'm going through it, because I don't want any of this out and to be seen and endorsed by legitimate people. Because what happens now is their interests now get taken away. I've had people from the agencies and the space agencies, and I won't go on, coming to me. That's how I know. They can't go public with any of this, which is why I've been asked to keep a lot of this on the hush hush down low. But if I've got to do something eventually, I will, and it's not to go against people's wishes, but there's the good for the all sometimes, and then there's your own interests and whose interests you're really covering up. A lot of the time it's the elite behind the scenes that are, the cabal that are doing this, that there's even those behind the cabal, which James knows a lot about in terms of what their agenda is and what they're trying to do to the human race.
Yeah, I wrote a book about just recently. Peter helped me publish it, but it was UFOs, the Origin of Man and Religion. And part of the book is a tell-all, and I didn't tell all because if I did, the whole UFO community would probably collapse. But I did tell enough to kind of warn people about what happens when you go into this community. And if you are authentic and you are who you say you are and you can produce the goods and you have the evidence, you're gonna be severely challenged by the posers and the people who aren't authentic. And as Peter was talking too, there is an element that has infiltrated the spiritual and the UFO community that is satanic and Luciferian and very, very wealthy, and they're controlling the shots. So that's, if you are authentic and you really do have the goods and you're trying to bring a spiritual message, you're going to be blackballed. And so people go, well, why is that? And I said, because you've got to have a really high level of integrity and, kind of moral integrity as well. And you have to contact and work with these beings. You have to have a certain frequency, and rather than learn from you and raise their frequencies, people try to pull you down. I know Mary Rodwell talks the tall poppy, the tall poppy. You got to cut it down so you can feel safe or whatever in your own comfort zone. But I've gone all the way to the top, and I've seen these beings, and I've had offers, and join us, and you're special, and your monetary problems are over. We can tell that you're, one of the chosen ones, and offers like that. And I wrote him a letter back, and I said, all I hear about it in this letter is flattery and division, and Everybody's chosen. The people that choose are the chosen ones. And why are you trying to divide me as special? Where if you're enlightened, nothing special. It's all God. We all have that spark within us that can become the full flame. But it's a funny how they use that flattery, and the people that buy into that, they're at the highest levels. I mean, they're locked in at the highest levels. And they are being paid, by the, Rockefellers and Rothschild and that group. They're part of that initiative and things like that. So it's like they control the narrative. And if you come in there and rock the boat, you have two choices. Either go with the controlled narrative, or you bust it apart and you tell the truth, which is what we've done. We've just been straight up and didn't take the bribe or whatever you want to call it. And so that's so so anyway, so now you're a threat to all those that did take the
thank you.